Hello again, I'm John Manning, and welcome to the second season of A Life in Construction. I'm joined today with Dan Wald, Senior Parking and Stadium Specialist with Master Builders. Also included is Dave Fuller with iCry, and of course, Angela Echoes. Hello, Angela. Dan, Dave, how are you?
Welcome. Welcome back. Yeah. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Morning.
I know we talked to you guys earlier in season one, right? But you've moved on, my friend. You've moved on. You've gone on to iCry. And that's what we're going to talk about is iCry today and your new position in iCry and what you're doing and where you're going forward in that.
Yeah, that's great. Welcome, everybody. My name's Dave Fuller. I am, like John said, I am the new technical director for the International Concrete Repair Institute, iCry, ICRI.
What does that mean, though? I know you're the director. Director of what, though?
Yeah, help pretty us. Much, yeah. Our listeners need to understand what you're directing.
What is he the director of now?
Okay. What are you directing?
I knew we were going to go there. I knew this was a bad idea to sign up for this, but... I might get fired from iCry very soon when this comes out. But no, International Concrete Repair Institute, we're an association of pretty much all the stakeholders in the concrete repair industry, from manufacturers, contractors, specifiers, owners. And then we have chapters all throughout the country. And my role is really I'm in charge of any of our technical products, including our Concrete Repair Bulletin, which is our magazine that comes out every other month.
Nice.
All of our publications that come through committees we have two technical conventions each year. So I'm responsible for getting our technical presenters on ready and prepared for those conventions.
Yeah, I forgot to mention where we are. We're in Vegas, right?
We're at the World of Concrete,
right?
Within the ICRI booth.
Yeah.
Sitting right here.
Right at the booth at iCry, right?
Yep.
Right.
And I believe we're all members of ICRI, yeah. Correct?
That would be correct.
Yes. That's right.
This is why we think it's important, because it's important for this committee to be a part of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For those who are familiar with ICRI, so Ken Lozen was the man who was prior to Dave Fuller taking the position. So Ken just recently retired, so we thank him for his service and everything that he's done for ICRI.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And it's great to have Dave on board.
Yeah. Yep. Ken's actually about 100 feet away from us running our concrete surface moisture testing certification program. So we have 20 people from throughout the industry going through that certification program.
That they signed up at the World of Concrete to do that? Came into town?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Exactly. They traveled here just to do that.
Very nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
And that's another part of my role. We have a lot of different training programs, both online, in-person training programs, and I oversee those as well.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that. What's included with that? I mean, what do you have to do for training, and what kind of training is it? And there's probably, is it certified training? Is it technical training?
Well, it's all technical. We have what we call our certification programs, and we have education programs. So take the one that Ken's doing right now. It's our concrete surfaces moisture testing certification program. So you go through a 3 to 4 hour course covering everything from calcium chloride testing, relative humidity testing in regards of slab moisture. So we certify that these individuals can use the ASTM testing protocols properly, set up and perform these tests.
ASTM testing, can you describe what ASTM testing is?
Yeah, ASTM really is a standard for testing. So these tests, no matter where they're performed or who's performing them, they're done in a consistent manner following a particular protocol.
Why is that important, though?
It's really important because, I mean, really, if we're not testing all these tests, whether it's for moisture testing or tensile strength or something, if we're not following the proper protocol, we can get very different results from one project to another. And testing is all about consistency. So when we go to project A and test, we're getting, we're using the same testing protocols as when we go to project Y.
Yeah, so it's basically industry standard, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And that's why it's important. You have to have consistency, right? All the way through that, right? To make sure everything's going to be good, everything's fine, proper concrete strength, tensile strength, compressive strength.
Exactly. Yeah. And the testing, I always say, if you don't know why, you'll never know how.
So a lot of these programs,
we also get into the why. Why are we testing for moisture in the first place? Because if you don't understand that, then you're not going to know what to do with the results. Yeah. You're not going to make the right decisions with based on those results.
Can you like give me an example of why, or where would you use that, or why it's important? For a coating or for a caulking?
Oh, sure. Well, moisture, it's prevalent. It's in every concrete slab. If there is significant moisture and excessive moisture, and it's moving in the slab, and we cover it with a non-permeable material, whether that's an adhesive or an epoxy floor covering, something like that, it can have a detrimental impact to both the adhesion and actually, break down the bond of that material. So,
Dan, so you do a lot of waterproofing as well. And do you use a lot of this testing?
Yeah, we do. It's not so much. Well, so we have two different groups within the Mass Bitter Solutions, or just in flooring in general, epoxy flooring, the deck coating, the urethane coatings and everything else. And there's all these different measurements of, hey, what's the proper calcium chloride number, or what's the moisture meter? We're seeing more and more now relative humidity type of testing when it comes to putting certain membranes down. And, that gets really important when you start talking about, slab on grade applications or split slab applications or unvented pans. So that's why it's so important, as Dave said, to test the moisture in the concrete. But we're seeing more and more RH type testing. But ICRI in general, just again, ICRI is about making the industry better,
right?
The industry that we all belong into better. And the ICRI, if I could do a plug for it, it's got a good mix of engineers, architects, contractors, suppliers, vendors, manufacturers,
distributors.
So it's a great blend in the organization. It's to what Dave just said. And Dave will bring some passion to this too. Not that Ken didn't, because Ken certainly did too.
Yeah.
It's just making us better. Yeah. And there's an influx of younger. I'm an old guy.
Yeah,
John, you and I are old guys, right?
Fuller's, yeah, we are.
Fuller's, yeah, you're both old guys.
Out there too. And there's this, and we're a lot of knowledge is leaving our industry.
Oh God, so, is that so true?
Yeah, so having these younger generation come in, right?
Yeah,
and these programs that we do help that next generation, if you will, or that younger generation.
So it's so critical that people participate in this industry.
For sure.
And ICRI is a leader in this, Dave.
Yeah, right? ICRI is all about knowledge, and it always has been. Whether it's one of our training programs,
education,
education, or one of our protocols, our guidelines, it's all about that knowledge. And Dan hit it on the head. I mean, we have a labor shortage, a skilled labor shortage. A lot of people coming in the industry that are unfamiliar with the concrete industry, and it's our job, really, to raise the level of knowledge in the industry and help prepare these people for great careers. This is an awesome industry. The people, outside of a couple people sitting here, are really, really good people, passionate people. And that's why I love this organization, because it's just filled with so many passionate people that are just
so well said.
Love this industry.
Which is a perfect example. Yeah. ICRI also is really involved with having student interaction.
Yeah.
We want that new generation. We want them to be learning about this organization. So,
and Angela, a lot of women getting involved, right?
Women in ICRI, it's kicked off about 2 years ago. I'm a proud member of that committee, and it's great. I'm proud to, be in a room of 40 people now, when I can say when I started, there was, I was one of two in the room. So ICRI is taking that initiative and moving it forward, which is always exciting with anything, diversity, women, whatever we can do, the younger generation, that their arms are open, new members, we're always welcoming and hoping that they're interested in coming.
Yeah, and it's about getting those different perspectives of,
absolutely,
of people that are very different and have different experiences.
Exactly.
That's how we move the industry. That's
right.
How we come up with new technologies. It's getting those
diversified.
Exactly.
Right.
So really exciting what's going on in our industry right now.
And you know what, John, you think about it, our industry in general, and ICRI again, we've adopted the I'm jumping subject to subject here, but surface profile.
Yeah.
Surface profile chips. I mean, we literally, the industry uses the CSP chips, if you will, for surface preparation. The industry, not just Mash Builders or Sika or Tremco or whoever it might be, the industry in general, even engineers are putting, must be a CSP of 3 for a deck coating or 5 for an epoxy overlay or something like that. So
CSP, concrete surface profile, right?
Right.
So the chips that you can actually visually look at.
Correct.
And match it to the substrate to make sure that you've got the right CSP profile.
Correct.
And we've talked about that in other episodes.
Yeah.
Right? So what that surface prep is, there's that standard, and the ICRI offers those chips that people can carry on to a job site and say, this is what we're looking for, and visibly see what's happening.
That's one of our biggest sellers as well, right? Just at this show, we've sold dozens of sets of those chips. So it's really, like Dan said, all the manufacturers reference are the ICRI guidelines for surface preparation. And it's a really popular, and it's really, you know, the standard in the industry.
So ICRI organization is it a nonprofit?
Yep, it's a nonprofit, all volunteers. Those chips came out of a committee.
Right.
As part of the surface preparation guideline.
Okay.
And that's our members. They dedicate their own time to be on these committees to further that knowledge and, help our industry.
Dave, let's talk about some of the committees that ICRI offers. I mean, and you also, you know, combined efforts with other organizations. Can you kind of talk about what
those? Yeah, sure. I mean, right now we work on committees with the American Concrete Institute, another great organization.
So what's the difference between those two, by the way?
Well, really,
between ICRI and ACI.
ACI is a larger, they've been around for a longer amount of time.
Okay. Yeah.
But the kind of the format of these committee meetings and things, they're very similar.
Sure.
It's all volunteers. It's people giving their own time because they're passionate. They want to make this industry better. And they serve on technical committees to give their input and their perspective to come up with these different, ACI comes up with different standards. We come up with different guidelines through ICRI. And it's all about, elevating the knowledge level of the industry, providing consistency on job sites, mm-hmm. Regarding concrete repair. So it's great what these organizations are doing.
So from a geography standpoint, everywhere?
Yeah, really. I mean, we're an international, it's right in the name, International Concrete Repair Institute. So we do have international members. The majority are here in North America, but we have a lot of members in Central and South America, some over in Europe. So it's growing. It's
Canada,
growing every day.
Canada.
Right. Yeah. And we've
right
probably signed up a good dozen or so new members just at the 2 days of the show. So it's really exciting what's happening.
That is exciting.
We do a couple of, so Minneapolis hosted the fall convention last year, and Baltimore, D.C. will be hosting the spring convention.
So you're the chapter leader in Minnesota?
I'm not the chapter leader in Minnesota, but I'm part of the Minnesota chapter.
But he's been a part of the Minnesota chapter for many years.
Yeah. So from a local standpoint, what do you guys do? I mean, in the Minnesota, what do you guys technically do? Do you meet once a month? Do you meet once every 6 months?
That's a great question. Yeah, we try to stay active, and we have monthly meetings as a board, and then we try to do at least a technical session every quarter, if you will. So someone will, we'll pick a theme and we'll do a different type of a technical session.
Give me an example of a theme.
Just, sometimes it'll be on concrete repair, just strictly concrete repair. And we'll focus on, David's at 320. We're going to circle back to Angela's question earlier about
which is a great question.
But to answer your question, it's a different thing. It might be corrosion. Run technical session. It might be just concrete surface preparation or repair. Then it might switch to expansion joints.
Okay.
And then waterproofing, right? So every technical session. And then, of course, they're generic, and these aren't supposed to be commercials. These are meant to be generic in form.
Not
product specific. Correct.
Right. We're learning about the industry. But again, we could be sitting next to our competitor, but our ultimate goal is that we want the same result when the product is installed.
Yeah, that's the, in my opinion, one of the coolest things about this organization. everybody sets the competition aside, and the vision is just for the industry.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
It's amazing to see what happens both on the national level and the chapter level.
Yeah.
Everybody working together. It's really cool. That's why I came over to this organization. I just thought it was such a unique opportunity, and I just wanted to be a part of it. I've been in the industry for 30 years. I've been a member, but I'm really, really excited to be part of the
staff. Dave, you make a great point. I've said this in the time that I've been a part of ICRI. There's not many organizations that you can sit next to your competitor in a room with an engineer, with contractors, and all, provide some, advice or how to move things forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time. Dan was talking about some of the technical sessions.
Yeah.
At the Rocky Mountain chapter, we have golf tournaments. We have clay shoots. We like to have fun too. So we do these meet and greet kind of, happy hours, do a technical session.
I'm all about the happy hours.
Absolutely.
We know, John.
we have a good time too. And I mean, when we get together, we have two, major conventions.
Nice.
The spring and the fall. And I can guarantee you we have some great times and good activities and a lot of stories. I mean, I think
even though your competitors are there with you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? You bring up a great point, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's on the same page.
Right.
And
there's such a tightness as well. And sometimes an organization or association, you'll get that tightness, and it's hard to break into that as a new member. And I can remember coming in and just being embraced by all these people. It was like, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah. I'm the new guy, and all of a sudden, like, fit right in. And and by the end of the convention, everybody's giving hugs, and it's like, wow, this is something special and unique.
Almost like a family.
It really is. Yeah. It's really fun to watch.
No, it's a good time.
It's nice to see the contractors interact with the engineers and the architects, because there was a time when I don't want to call them enemies, but oh my God, that's the engineer, right? Yeah. I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. Right.
Now to Dave's point, now the announcers are back slapping and helping each other out. So
that is cool, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And we just came off of our Minnesota chapter, one of the cool things that we do is a mega demo. And it's literally an entire day. Where we do, we call it our ICRI Mega Demo. It's one of our most popular, most attended events.
Oh, I want to hear this.
And we'll do a couple of PowerPoint presentations, and then we'll do actual demos. And back to what we were talking about earlier, one demo might be, depending on what the theme is, if it's concrete repair, we're using, one demo might be fast-setting repair motors. And one demo might be, testing different equipment, because we also have equipment suppliers and rental places, about equipment and things like that.
And we've teamed up
with Cement Mason to use their facility. They're literally pour concrete for us to destroy, right?
Yeah.
They'll put block walls up for us to put water repellent down or C350 or any kind of a wall coating type of a thing too. So that's kind of a cool event, and we're seeing more and more chapters kind of glom onto that and say, hey, that looks pretty damn cool. Let's do that.
Yeah, they're doing that in Florida in April. I just got an invite to it.
So, right.
I'm going to be going over some of our repair testing that we just talked about. I'll be doing some hands-on testing and showing people how to do these tests the right way. So it's really, really interesting.
So if somebody wants to get involved, what do they got to do?
Well, if you're at a trade show like World of Concrete, we're always around, but you just go to ICRI.org and you'll find all the information, all the closest chapter to where you're located. You can find all the membership information and really within minutes, you can become a member, and you have a lot of access to, we talked about knowledge, all those guidelines and things as a member, you get to download most of them for free as PDFs, where non-members would have to pay for them, and it's amazing, and all the just access you have to this knowledge and the people as well. You have the member list, and if you're looking for a specifier or an expert in your area, you can find them on the ICRI.org website.
Do you ever see anything like in maybe a specification or something like that that says, we have to follow ICRI guidelines or ASTM guidelines or ACI guidelines? You ever see any of that?
Oh, sure. I mean, we've talked about before the the 310-2R surface prep, where we with the chips came out of those for surface prep. I mean, you see that in every manufacturer's data guide, but you also see it in specifications under surface preparation. So you'll see ACI codes, you'll see ASTM tests, like we mentioned, for the moisture test, and you'll see the ICRI guidelines referenced quite often.
What's the cost to join your group?
To join, well, we run a special here at World of Concrete and other events where you can get discounted rates, but the it's about $200 a year.
And then, all that knowledge?
Yeah, and then you can, their member dues, right? You pay on top of that. But again, it's only, you know, you're talking maybe $5 a month or so to get access to all that networking on the local chapter level. So,
and then other activities that happen throughout the year, those are discounted when you are a member versus a non-member. So, which isn't, so that's important. So that's a money saver to be a member versus a non-member.
I mean, that's a cheap price for all that knowledge.
Yeah, and right. Dave just brought, both Angela and Dave, about networking. The networking is priceless. For you can't put a price tag on
exactly.
that, really.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, to the point where other chapters will invite a speaker, a guest speaker from another chapter. So the Great Plains chapter might invite somebody from the Minnesota chapter, you know, and so on and so forth. So that cross, that networking that we get to do is just absolutely worth the price just alone.
Right. And we have other things like, you know, webinars that are free for our membership where non-members might have to pay to register for them. So you have access to just a lot of information.
Hey, Dave, let's touch on, and again, we jump subject to subject.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do, right?
That's right.
We wing it. And Dave and I used to wing it. All three of us are, right?
Of course.
But there's not just, you know, don't get, you know, as committees within, there's a membership committee, there's a conventions committee, there's what's called TAC, Technical Activities Committee, which both Dave and I are part of.
Women and ICRI
committee. But within these technical committees, there's a 710, which is a waterproofing a committee. There's a 320 for, there's a 420 for masonry, I believe. Yep. Dave, you can add on here to the different committees so people just don't get fixated on concrete repair.
Right. Yeah. Everything, like you mentioned, even non-technical related, you know, some of our, we have a committee of education, a publication committee that, you know, helps put out the concrete repair bulletin every other month. And that's what it's about. And it's if you're going to join, you want to be active and get in on some of these committees, because that's where the change happens. And that's where, you know, we raise the level of expertise in this industry. And I really, you know, we all have the responsibility. We need to all help raise the level of professionalism in our industry. And like we mentioned before, the people that are new and coming into the industry, we have a responsibility to make sure that they're educated, and because, you know, we can't have uneducated, unskilled people on projects.
It's a huge safety issue, right?
Exactly.
It could be, right?
Yep.
So do you guys like ever join up with like SWRI and do something in combination with other like organizations?
Oh, absolutely. Right now I'm working with ACI on to help get in more existing building codes on both the national and state levels.
Yeah.
We've helped ACI with that code and passed it on in a number of states, and we're working on more. And again, it's all about having consistency on projects anywhere in the country to make all these structures safer. So we're repairing them in the correct manner for our members, so they don't have to. I mean, I love the conventions; it's great to get there, but you don't always have time, and especially with COVID and travel and things. We're making it much easier to still be a part of this organization and the committees that.
I would agree. I was in the room and I felt the people on the camera were in the room with me. So it absolutely.
Nice.
Technology is there and it's available.
Yep.
And we will accommodate for most.
Well, I can tell you, I'm excited for you and your new job.
Thank you.
You know, it's really great that you're doing this for the industry. You're so professional and you're such a great guy and you've always done a great job and you really lead by example.
Wow, this is on record. Well, I have him saying nice things about me. This is awesome.
Dan might have something else to say.
I'll second it. As an ICR member, I'm excited that you're a part of the team. Looking forward to kind of the next steps and the evolving of the ICRI, which we continue to do year to year. So looking forward to it.
Dave and I used to work together at MBS, and so I thought I finally got myself distanced from him, and now he's back.
Well, I love Dave. But you're lucky.
Absolutely. My God, for sure.
Yeah.
So super excited. Another great session, right?
Oh, awesome.
Especially in Vegas.
So glad to be back.
I mean, we're live right now on the floor, so there's a little background, right?
Right. People are walking around. It's very busy. And
I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to have this conversation with you guys today. And I'm excited to call you my friends. It's really been great.
Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Yeah, it's great. It's been great being a part of it. And again, life in construction, right? Here
life
we are.
And
world of concrete, life in construction.
Right?
What a great place to do this
One
podcast.
Of the largest conventions out in Vegas,
right? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So,
and thank you for ICRI for allowing us to do this for
great.
You.
At their booth.
At their booth, correct.
Keep doing what you're doing, because again, this is all about education and exposure to our industry, and it's awesome what you guys are doing. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Laura, thank you. She's our technician setting this all up. I want to thank her as well. So I'm going to close this out right now. Another great session, season two. Stay focused, stay safe, and this is John Manning, now Life in Construction.